a typical derby day. You know, very, very tough, nip and tuck. Not a great deal between the teams in terms of chances. I think what we did have, we had to earn. You know, I think that you've seen, you know, particularly the second half, I think we've had the lion's share of possession second half and put them in enormous pressure on Doncaster, but couldn't get that breakthrough. You know, just a little bit of luck or a ball that didn't bounce quite right for us. Half a chance that we, a couple of half chances we put by the post. But it was a very keenly contested game, and you know, I think that from our perspective, you know, we went into the game with a record at the back of losing goals, but today we looked very, very strong today.
They're a tough side to break down, aren't they? They've got some big players at the back, McComb and Jones. When most things came their way, they got rid of it. Not to be hypercritical here, but did you miss a bit of pace down the side to try and turn them a bit? Is that perhaps showing us what you're lacking at the moment?
Well,
in
possibly
those wide areas.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. Yeah, of course it is. You know, I think that little bit of guile that you look for at times, you know, possibly wasn't there. But give them credit. You know, they worked very hard, and I have to say, going down the sides of them and behind them was very difficult today because they defended so deep. You know, and they didn't allow us to get around balls with the back. You know, there's no space in behind them. You know, so that's why we changed direction a little bit with bringing Dave Kitson on, and he caused all sorts of problems. You know, he went up there. He's a real handful, as you know, and a few things that did come off him and bounced around, we didn't make the most of really. And when we did, it was last ditch tattle or whatever it may be from their perspective. So you have to say well done for them for defending stoutly like they did. A slight bit more luck on our side and we could have possibly come away with a win.
I'm guessing the reason to play Creswell was down to the fact that they've got some big fellas at the back. Was it to give you more of an aerial threat? Is that why?
It is. It's that physicality. You need it at this league. You know, and as I said to you before, they defend very deep at times. So to get in the back of them, you know, with the like of Kofi's pace and this and the other, there's no space to operate in. You'd always operate in the front of them, you know, so you do have to match them physically and hope for the second balls that you're coming off the centre-backs or our strikers we can pounce upon. And they played the same. You know, they streamed forward with one up the front, and, you know, when that first ball went up, you could see streams of midfield players going in support and the two wide boys coming off the sides. And they've been quite successful with it, you know. But I thought we dealt with that very well today. I don't think we caused many problems, apart from the first minute in the game, believe it or not. But after that, I think that I thought we did very well. And like I say, I thought as the game went on, and particularly in the second half, we mounted a lot of pressure without really having anything to show for us in terms of goals. Mm.
Did Hill and Williams give you a bit more solidity down that left-hand side?
Well, we needed it. Yeah, we needed it. Listen, they've got a real threat down there. You know, I think everyone knows what Cottrell can do, and everyone knows what young Kyle Bennett's capable of doing. So you have to make sure that you are as resilient as you can when you're in defensive mode. But I have to say, you know, on the other side of it, Marcus has got great pace. You know, he is a threat going forward. What we wanted to do is try to get him to the byline, you know, as many times as we could, and deliver crosses. But again, as I said before, there's no space in behind them, you know, and you end up operating in front of them and putting balls into the box, straight into the heart of them, which is exactly what they want. And like I said, we brought Kits on with a hope that he could just get on the end of something, or, you know, he could bash a few around and something drop off him.